Welcome to the Home Improvement Show, where I'm back, Joanne Brackus. I'm back in the chair sitting across from the wonderful, the talented Walter Assey, president of Renopco, who I've not seen all summer because I was away for surgery. Hi, Walter.
You know what? It's so great to have you back. Fully renovated, fully restored.
Fully restored.
Ready to go. I mean, watch out, Montreal. Joanne is back.
With her new hip. We have a packed show coming up for you. A reminder, this is your chance to ask Walter Assey all of your most pressing questions about your renovation products. You started projects. You started something. You don't know how to finish it. You don't know where to start it. 514-790-0800. Best way to reach us, 514-790-0800. You can always text us, but it's always better to call in and get Walter to speak to you directly. So again, that is what we have on the books for today. Big conversations. But honestly, Walter, before we get to the calls and the questions, how was your summer?
You know, my summer was good. Busy. Good busy. And it's just, you know, been a nice summer.
Well,
I can't believe it's almost done. But
I was going to say, well, you know, we both have kids. When do your kids go back to school, by the way?
So I have Jessica that actually started Friday. And then
Started Friday?
Yeah, and then September 2nd are the other two.
Started on Friday.
Jason and Julie.
How did that go?
I find it started early.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very early.
I think it's possibly too early. But also another big thing, because I was away when you launched this. This was the plumbing service at... you're offering plumbers.
Yes, that's right.
At Renopco.
That's right. So, I mean, one of the things that we always were looking into is not just, you know, to do the flood restoration or the renovation after a disaster or after an issue, but we have an aging infrastructure. The cities in most places are not going to do anything about it anytime soon, if ever. So, you know what? There's a lot to be done at home.
Yeah.
And, you know, 30 years doing this, I have noticed that one of the most neglected parts of a home by the homeowners would be plumbing.
Really?
The infrastructure, the mechanicals, you know. So,
probably because we're afraid of it, because we don't know what to do with it.
Well, I mean, because we don't see it either,
yeah.
Right? So if it's a drain buried behind a wall under, you know, or going outside to the city, the only time typically we'd call it because, you know, we have a disaster, we have a sewer backup, or we have this, or we have that.
I always say it's like you're not going to the psychologist if everything is going well. You're not calling the plumber if everything is going smoothly.
Well, exactly, you know. I mean, you have a 60-year-old home, 50-year-old home, 40-year-old home. Mm. And you haven't checked your plumbing in a long time. So chances are, you know, it's a ticking time bomb.
Mm.
And, you know, we're blessed. We have a great team of plumbers. And yeah, it's been great.
It's been great. And also something that Walter has talked about quite a bit is that there's less and less skilled workforce out there in these departments. And so you've gathered them together. So again, that's really important. 514-790-0800, your best way to reach Walter Assey, president of Renovco, for any questions or concerns, any projects you're working on. We have a first text message that's come in and now from Lorne. It says, hello, I have a 40-plus-year-old house with hardwood floors. Dog and elements, the dog and different elements have taken sheen off of certain areas around the patio door, specific to the patio door. Would like to touch up without redoing the entire floor. Please suggest, it's floor, not patio door, patio floor. They don't want to do the whole floor again. Please suggest product and how to prep for patchwork, basically, on the patio floor.
Yeah, it will probably still show. There's Bono, that is a good product. What you want to do is you want to do light sanding. You don't want to over sand. So it's just enough to take the varnish out and to go to the wood. Start with a very light coat first, because if you overdo it, it's gonna the repair is gonna show. So I would use Bono. And very light sanding. I would even do it by hand, because you know if you do it by belt, you could overheat it or over sand, and that will look horrible.
Mm.
So that's probably what he would need to do. Start with a small section just to see how it looks like before you massacre the whole floor.
I was going to say.
Small swatch and...
Start from there. Another text message came in about a safety of a deck or a large patio. Out at the lake house, we have an older deck and patio. It was there since before we bought the house. When do I know if it's time to change it or if it is still safe? How do you test this? You jump around? Is there a stress test?
Well, there's a lot of telltale signs. One of the things you could do is you want to look under the deck because that's where all the structure is.
Okay.
If it's on a sonotube, you want to see the condition of the sonotube. If it's on deck block, you want to see if there's any shifting, if the columns have any cracks in them. You also would see if there's any structural movement on the deck itself.
If the deck is wobbly or crooked,
like it looks a bit out of place, that's another telltale sign. And then rotted wood. Oh. So the biggest enemy of structure is rotted wood.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel that there's, the top part where you walk, all the floorboards, that is not structural as much as it's you don't want your foot to go through it.
Right.
Type of thing.
That's an extreme, also, right?
Which you don't want either because that you could really hurt yourself. I mean, so that's easy to kind of gauge because if you see that you have rotted boards, it's time to change them. But sometimes it's just the boards that are rotted and the structure is great. The reason the boards prematurely rot, if you don't maintain them and stain them and varnish them and protect them, they are the one that is most exposed to the water and the elements and the sun and the snow and the ice. So they tend to prematurely age before necessarily the structure does.
Follow-up question, though. Is there an age after which, like a number of years... Right, so this person bought like this country house, and the deck came with it. So it's like at one, should you be changing it after a certain number of years?
So that's a great question. If you maintained it, the answer is no. So sometimes you will see a deck that is 4 or 5 years old that is really in bad condition just because the homeowner did not stain it, varnish it, so things are starting to rot and what have you. And sometimes you see a deck that is 25 years old still looks great because it's all been protected, maintained, and so on and so forth. So it's really, you do a visual inspection first. And then if you see that things are starting to rot and decay, then that's your telltale signs. If you see any structural movement, if you see that there's cracks in your columns or your cement or your sonotubes are crumbling, these are really your signs to go through and start doing some repairs. And sometimes you don't even have to rip out the whole thing. Mm. Sometimes you can just do a targeted repair. So if it's one column that's rotted, you don't need to necessarily rip out all the columns.
Yeah, and I'm guessing because it's out in the country, it's more exposed to the elements. But again, unless you're protecting it,
so paint or varnish and paint stain and stain, and this is how you protect wood.
Right.
So, I mean, it doesn't matter where it is, rain and snow and ice are there. In the country, there might be harsher weather, you're absolutely right. But I mean, if you're doing it on yearly basis, then you're okay.
Yeah, interesting. Because I spent so much time out in the country recovering, I was looking at everyone's decks. I'm like, is that one safe? Is that one safe? 514-790-0800, your chance to get on the line with Walter Assey, president of Renovco. A reminder, if you do not get on today, or if you don't send us the text today, or we don't manage to chat with you today because you're in a different market, there is a solution on the website. Tell us about that.
So you can go to the Ask Walter button, and I will do my best to answer you as quickly as possible. You can also follow me on Instagram.
Was it Walter Assey or is it the Renovco?
It's a good question.
Listen.
Well, you know what? Just go Walter Assey on Facebook. And then
you know what?
I think it's The Walter or something like that.
We're going to look into this and come right back to you. You're listening to The Home Improvement Show. Welcome back to The Home Improvement Show. This is where you get all access to Walter Assey, president of Renovco. You want to ask him anything about his personal life? I'm kidding. It's about renovation. We want to know the latest questions you have, the concerns on your home improvement projects. You're thinking of fixing something. Maybe you broke something. 514-790-0800. Best way to reach us is by phone. Of course, you can always send us a little text, but it's better. And if you're going to send us one of those three-paragraph texts, I promise you, we're going to tell you to call us. We've had some people patiently waiting on the line. Romeo, oh, Romeo, wherefore out there, Romeo. Romeo's on the line, and he has a problem or question about some new roof shingles. Romeo, take it away.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I'd like to ask Walter a question. I got new shingles put on. There's people going around asking to put on a spray for added protection. Is that worth it or not worth it on new shingles that have been put on? It's only a week.
On new shingles, absolutely not.
Not, eh?
Absolutely not. A matter of fact, whoever is offering this is...
And there's a company going around
here. Yeah, yeah, no. That's that.
Because everybody here in Laval are doing their roofs after 15 years.
Well,
I decided to do mine because they were lifting a little bit in the back where the sun hit the most. So I did mine, and then there's a company that goes around asking if I want to do like a spray, a nano spray or something.
It's polymer enhanced formulas, or sometimes it's just natural oils, plant based or polymer enhanced things. So what they're doing is pretty much, if they're using the right spray, that is, they're usually you put it on all the roofs that are about 8 to 10 years old. They're starting to show some age, to show some aging. So it's mainly there to restore flexibility and oils. Products like Greenier, Roof Max, Reactive, Roof Restorer, or Roof Restore, I should say. So what that spray would do in these cases, it will improve the flexibility of the shingle and the granule retention, which in your case you have them at their best condition right now. You don't need any granule retention because you have the full granulation still intact on the roof, and you have the utmost flexibility. In order for you to protect your investment, instead of spending money on these types of sealers that are absolutely useless at this stage, they're only useful on older roofs that are starting not to decay or do any cupping or curling, but we see that, you know, the natural oils or the granulation is starting to kind of worn out. That's when, you know, it makes sense to put them, and you're buying a few more years out of your shingles. In your case, if you want to protect your investment, you look at attic ventilation, insulation in your attic. You look at the other things that could contribute to aging your roof. Okay, so when you have a very badly ventilated attic, what you're doing is that you are overheating your attic, which will create, drastically decrease the age of your shingles. That's why you see cupping and curling and all kind of issues. You know, again, you can have ice damming, which also could wear down your especially at the perimeters, your shingles. So these are the things that I would ask you to do. Just ensure that your insulation is right, your ventilation is right, and then you don't have to worry about that roof for many, many, many years. I would not even spend a penny on that roof for at least 20 years if you feel that you have all of the other boxes checked.
Okay. Everything was done right then. So,
Romeo, I hope that helps you out. Thank you so much for that call. 514-790-0800. Your best and fastest way to get in touch with Walter Assey, president of Renofco. Robert has been waiting on the line, and he has a question about floor heating. Robert, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi.
Hear me?
Yes, take it away.
Perfect. Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
So my question is in regards to, we're doing a new build. It's going to be a one-story bungalow, about 3,200 square feet or so.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing a concrete slab, and people have said that we should be doing radiant heating on that because the concrete's going to be very cold. We've had conflicting opinions on everything. So I was just wondering if we do go with the hydronic radiant heating system, is that sufficient to heat the house, or do you need like supplemental heating, like a heat pump, which we're probably going to need some type of supplemental apparatus for air conditioning anyway, so we're just wondering which is the best direction to go. We're sort of don't want to start building in and saying, oh, we should have done it this way or that way.
Yeah, just so curious. Just to answer, there are ways to insulate a slab that will make it less cold. Just to let's start with that. But because you're building, it's a brand new build, it will cost you a lot less to do it now. It's very efficient. It's a very efficient and a healthier way of heating. What I like about it is it's uniform. And hot air rises. So if you are starting it from the floor upwards, like this is the best type of heating you can get. So it's definitely, definitely it will tick many boxes. In the vast majority of time, it will be sufficient. Because you're going to have it, especially if you have it everywhere and constantly. Where, you know, in much colder days, you, in any, like in any case, you might need some type of auxiliary heat, and a heat pump will do very well. What I would, how were you going to install the, just out of curiosity, your registers for your heat pump, where were you going to install them, on the floor or higher up on the wall?
That was to be discussed. Nothing was we've been talking with the architect and the contractor, and nothing was determined at the moment because we're trying to figure out what the best system is. Like I said, well, if we just get a regular furnace with heat pump and don't do the radiant heating, you know, where's the ductwork going to go? Because it's a one level, there's no basement or anything, you know, like to hide all your ductwork and everything else. So we're trying to figure out what the best scenario would be.
Okay. So the good news for you is, I mean, you might have two solutions in one. We might have to cut you off at one point, go to the news and come back, but I will try to give you an explanation that you should discuss with your architect, because by us giving these two solutions, you might have solved two problems in one.
Yeah, so let's do that. Let's keep Robert, Dario, can we keep him on the line? Yeah? Okay, so again, quick reminder, 514-790-0800. If you want, like Robert, to have a chat with Walter Assey, who is, of course, the president of Renovco, you are listening to The Home Improvement Show. Welcome back to The Home Improvement Show, your chance to ask Walter Assey, who is the president of Renovco, all of your most pressing questions. Did you mess something up? Did you think you could build your own staircase? Did you want to try for your own foundation? Stop what you're doing. Give us a call, 514-790-0800. You can call us or you can text us. We are taking all of that right now. Robert has been patiently waiting on the line. So Robert was talking about floor heating, and we were going to go into part two, I think, of the solutions.
Yeah. So yeah. Robert, the plans are done for your home?
Yes.
Okay. And the home is, did you start the build already or you are?
No. We're just making sure before anything gets done. Okay. Like,
so that's
like great. This is one of the issues. It's like originally we were just going to have, an HVAC system as far as like, you know, furnace, electric furnace and, you know, a heat pump and everything else. And then we were talking with other people and they said, well, if you're going to have a slab, why don't you do radiant heating? So then we started investigating that and it seemed to make logical sense, you know, maybe we should go that route. So, you know, before things start rolling, we want to like have all our, you know, ducks in a row type of thing and make the right decision. Like,
cause yes,
basically this will be hopefully our forever home and everything else. And we'll see how it works, you know, but no, nothing's been done yet. So we're still trying to figure things out before we make any final decisions.
So, I mean, you might have two solutions in one. The floor heating in on a slab is especially that you're building the house, you're starting to build the house, would cost you a lot less, and it's extremely efficient. Okay.
Right.
Now the fact that you need air conditioning and the your main challenge would have been the ducting. Especially, it's a bigger size bungalow. It's 3,200 square feet, so it's not a smaller bungalow. So by you having your heat source at the bottom going up, which is what you want because hot air rises, but cold air drops, So, and then in this case, you can afford to have your ducts run through your ceilings, not through your attic, not through your attic, I repeat, through your ceilings. And then you can have your grills either on the ceiling or at the top of the walls, typically on the ceiling. That's where you want them, because then you will get, you're going to get maximum efficiency out of your air conditioning in the summer, maximum efficiency out of your heat in the winter, and you can still use your heat pump as auxiliary heat in case of, you know, minus 40s or some crazy weather.
Right, or for the colder days, right?
Colder days, or if your system for some reason breaks down, you have like a double system that one can take over. So you're gonna really hit check all the boxes. Now, you need a dedicated space for your furnace. So I hope in your plan.
Right, that was done. We've got a huge mechanical room for all the stuff to go in there.
Correct. So. The other thing, Robert, that I would love that you have as a discussion with your architect, because you might need to change things a bit around, is your ceiling height.
Okay, now, presently it's 9 feet.
9 feet. So don't forget that those ducts are going to take away, because you're not passing it through your attic. Okay, so you have to pass it through your.
Why would you pass it through the ceiling as opposed to the attic? Because I think they were just suggesting the attic, obviously.
Well, the issue that I have with the attic, I mean, if you are going to pass it through the attic, you have to insulate the heck out of them, because you are in the hottest space in the summer,
right?
And if you use them for heat, you are in the coldest space in the winter. So that's why in Quebec, we don't really like to pass them through the attic for those two reasons. If you absolutely need to pass them through the attic, you can, but you have to have very aggressive insulation done.
So that would be spray foam?
Well, spray foam, and then you have to put a fiberglass right on top. And so, I mean, it is still not my favorite. Like if you ask me my opinion, I'd rather have a higher ceiling. Or, you know, what you do is you can coffer the ceiling. So you have a design, if you have a design.
So it'll be like a false ceiling, basically.
It would be like a false ceiling. That's what I would do. So either I go with a higher structure a little bit, which will look nice, or I will create like some type of box with coffered ceilings, so it becomes like part of the design.
Okay.
So it might even look better, right? But I mean, these are all things that I would definitely discuss with the architect now. It's, if you need to do any modifications, it's not going to be a big deal. Because for permitting, it's not going to be a big deal. You're only a bungalow, so there's no way you would have achieved maximum height for the city anyways.
Right. So as far as, like, there's also the option was there's a ductless system for heating and AC. Although, but then you're having like all these units in different areas of the house.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely not. It's not energy efficient.
Okay.
It is not good looking. It's cumbersome. It's no.
Okay.
I mean, you're in new build, like it's a now or never moment, and resale and look. And I mean, look, if you do your ducts grills in the ceiling, there are these very beautiful, slim ducts right now, or vents, I should say. They barely show. So, I mean, you could do something nice with it and very efficient. You said it, Robert, this is your forever home. So, and you're in the planning stages. So everything is going to cost a lot less. And the infrastructure is, you know, it's open. So.
And better to do it right, right?
It's, yeah, 100%.
This is the forever home.
And he have every possibility to do it right. Like, he's going to have the maximum efficiency of both systems. That's what I love about it.
Robert, thank you so much for that call.
Thank you for all your help.
All right. Sonia's been on the line waiting patiently. And Sonia is having some smell issues in the basement. Sonia, can you hear us?
I can hear you. How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome.
I'm good. How
Welcome
are you?
Back.
Thank you.
I got my canes still.
Listen, we're going to make canes fashionable together, the two of us.
I tell you.
In the meantime, Sonia,
yeah.
There's a problem in the basement, I think.
Yes, it's an old farmy house in the middle of a hayfield beside a river. However, the concrete, we tried to clean it. I've been here since 2019. It never been cleaned. So we swept and cleaned it up a little bit, but now we need a solution to, and it's cracked. All the concrete is all cracked around the fireplace. It's, the walls are cracked. And I'm wondering, how do I get rid of the smell? We've got some Dawn going, because he said no bleach, don't use bleach, don't use fans.
Bravo.
But now I've got the, I think it's the carbon monoxide detector has been going off ever since we swept up.
So when you say cracks, are we talking about cracks in the foundation or cracks in the slab of your basement?
The slab, as far as I know, the slab and some of the walls even.
Okay. Some of the walls, meaning the foundation walls, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I believe the house is kind of collapsing.
And have you been seeing any efflorescence? Have you been seeing any white chalky residue?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and what year of construction is your home?
I have no idea.
Okay, but it's an older home.
Yes.
Okay. So what I suspect is happening is a couple of things. Number one, you probably have the older generation slabs, which were always built with no insulation, no geotextiles.
Yeah, there's no insulation at all.
Yeah, and they weren't even poured thick enough. So today's slabs are about 5 inches thick in a basement. In those days, they used to do them 2 inches, 3 inches, one inch in certain cases, because the basements were never meant to be a living quarters. They were always a service area. And, you know, for them, it was a step up from the dirt floors of basements in the older times. So with time, you're going to have the humidity from the earth underneath seeping through. So that's that's why you have that musty smell is higher humidity. It's probably mold as well. And the other thing you need to worry about would be radon gas. Because radon gas seeps through all the cracks in the slab and in the foundation. So it comes from the soil itself. So anytime you give an entry point to the ambient air in your home through the foundation or the slab, that's when, you know, you're going to expose yourself to more to radon gas. I mean, for you to know how much of that is an issue, you can go to Canadian Tire and buy a kit for radon gas. You plug it in and, and then as soon as, I think each one have a different time frame. So typically you want to do it in the winter.
Okay.
When you're not ventilating, and you want to do it for several weeks. So some of those kits can go up to 5 months. Stay on with us, Sonia.
Yeah, Sonia, we're going to take a teeny, teeny, tiny break. But Dario, keep her on the line. That okay? Thumbs up, yeah? And we'll continue answering the questions. In the meantime, 514-790-0800. You can ask Walter Assey, president of Renovco, all of your home improvement questions, your concerns, your quandaries, and your needs. That is what we are here for. You're listening to The Home Improvement Show. Welcome back to The Home Improvement Show, 514-790-0800. So you can chat to Walter Assey, president of Renovco. You can also send us a text, but I do think, honestly, best thing to do is to get yourself on the phone with Walter. Sonia's been waiting patiently, and Sonia has a very particular problem of some sort of, basically the basement stinks. And Walter, this is the interesting thing, Walter, that you're explaining, because Sonia's still on the line, is that the basements were initially never meant to be used as living spaces. So they were the afterthought. And that's why we get into Sonia's situation.
That's correct. So, I mean, there was not much thought. I mean, the code now has been, you know, evolved in such a way that we understand, ambient air better and air quality better, and the fact that high humidity creates mold. So, you know, I've been asked in the past, because it's like all concrete basement, why would I have mold? There's no cellulose-based material. What we need to understand is that if you would have relative humidity in your air above 65 or 60%, typically the air itself will start creating mold. So you'll have spores in the air just because of the high humidity in the ambient air itself. So what you're smelling is that. So in your case, Sonia, it's a couple of things. Now, it depends how bad on how thin your slab is. One of the things you need to do yesterday is at least inject those cracks, because nothing good comes out of them. So even if you don't have radon you're still introducing high humidity to your to the ambient air. So if the slab is really thin, then my advice to you is rip out the slab and put a new slab properly. So the easier solution would be to inject the cracks if the slab have decent amount of concrete thickness. Another thing that I would also recommend is you would install a sump pump. I don't know if you do have a sump pump now in your basement.
I have a weeping pump, they call it.
A weeping pump?
A weeping pump.
It's in the bathroom downstairs that I never use, and it's called a weeping trap, or it's made by Simmer.
Okay. Is that to pump? Is it because you're... Okay, that's maybe more like a pump, right?
It's I'm on well water as well, so when I flush the toilet, I can hear that pump go off.
Okay, so that is more a pump for your bathroom. Okay,
yes.
We're talking more about a sump pump, because what you want to do is you want to try to decrease the accumulation of water under your slab.
Yes.
And all that humidity and water gets trapped underneath. If it's an older home, that means if you did have a French drain, it would have probably been in terracotta, and it doesn't work anymore. So all of the water that's going around your foundation kind of goes under your slab right now and accumulates there, and then through hydrostatic pressure, it just seeps through your cracks and everything else, and that's the strong stench that you keep on smelling.
Mm-hmm.
So a sump pump will help release some of that pressure and take that water out, even though you don't have a French drain. It's better than, having nothing underneath.
So do you recommend putting concrete over the cracky part?
So that's called an injection,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And that only works if you have a decent amount of thickness in your concrete. So if you would have had like a 1-inch, 2-inch slab, it's not really worth it because, the slab is just going to keep on cracking and
okay.
it's getting older. So, whoever comes to do the inspection will be able to look at these things and they can give you a proper solution. You can have that as a Band-Aid for now. So just inject those cracks that... at least to decrease your risk. But, it might not be a longer-term solution for you. What
okay.
I would also do is have my radon gas test done as soon as possible. Because
okay,
you might have very high...
Hardware?
So Canadian Tire, Canadian stores, Home Hardware, Canadian Tire. You can even order through the website. The reason I'm saying that is when you have all of these cracks and openings, you become a very high risk candidate for high readings of radon. Very high, sometimes dangerously high.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
Yeah.
No, I'm worried about my health. I worry that it's going to make me sick.
Okay, yeah. Sonia. So, yeah, it's important to get that tested for sure. Thank you so much for your call, Sonia.
You
keep us up to date, okay?
It. Yes, I will.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Dario, is that a call there for... No, it's not a call for us. Okay, we have a question on the text line. We were talking about redoing your deck. When do you redo your deck? How do you know it's dangerous? How do you know it's not dangerous? Somebody wrote in, what do you prefer... composite or treated wood? Remind everyone, first of all, what the composite wood is.
There's different types, but you can have them. You can have in PVC, you can have in wood resin. So the good thing with it is that it's maintenance free.
It
lasts for a very, very long time. You don't need to stain it. You don't need to sand it. You don't need to paint it.
Does it look...
It's more expensive,
okay.
So that will be more in the disadvantages column, if you wish. So it's more expensive, and...
Does it look better than the treated wood?
It looks a lot like wood, to be quite frank
okay.
with you. It does. The darker colors tend to be hotter in the summer, so you tend to, if you walk barefoot, you might not like it as much. But the lighter colors are fine. So that's the only disadvantage I see. If you're not a guy that likes or a woman that likes to maintain on yearly basis or by yearly basis your deck, it's a perfect product for you.
And more resistant to the outdoors.
Oh, definitely, 100%. It's water resistant. It's UV resistant. It's a very, very good product.
All right. So composite over the treated. That does it for our show. But before we go, we have to discuss the fact that earlier we asked Walter. He said, come find me on social media. And then Walter couldn't find himself on social media. So where are you on social media?
You can go either on Facebook, it's Walter Assi, but we even have a Ranofco Instagram.
Yes.
I just didn't know where to.
Yes.
And so, my Instagram was tricky, but I mean, the Ranofco Instagram or Walter Assi Facebook,
you can
follow me and I'll try to be as interactive as I can.
Yes, and Walter's got a team of people. And again, if you didn't have a chance to get on today's show, either by phone or by Instagram, you can always go onto the Ranofco website and there's the Ask Walter button. He does his best to answer all of your questions. Walter, I'm so happy to be back.
I'm so happy to have you back.
Listen, my cane is right there. It's fancy. You'll have a closer.
It looks good.
I've been renovated.
Yeah, we're gonna go racing right after this show.
No, we're not. All right. That does it for us. This was the Home Improvement Show.